At his first stop in Vanuatu, Morrison told reporters, "When you step up, you have to show up." He's the first Australian Prime Minister to make bilateral visits to Port Vila and Suva for more than a decade, and Morrison vowed Australia would no longer take the region for granted. Dan McGarry, editor of the Vanuatu Daily Post, told RNZ Pacific that Morrison made a great impression on his counterpart. Charlo Salwai is normally very reserved, McGarry said, but he was visibly animated, ebullient even. According to McGarry, Prime Minister Salwai spontaneously raised the issue of kava, an important export for Vanuatu, and, to everyone's surprise, Morrison responded positively. The mild narcotic is controversial in Australia, and imports are currently limited to small amounts for personal use. In Fiji, Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama challenged Morrison on climate change in general and coal in particular. "We cannot imagine," he said, "how the interests of any single industry can be placed over the welfare of Pacific peoples." Bainimarama emphasized what he described as an existential threat to Pacific Island countries. But he went on to praise the Pacific step-up, and the two countries announced a raft of agreements to bolster economic and diplomatic ties. Back in 2006, the military coup led by Bainimarama triggered a decade of acrimony. But Bainimarama said, "It's clear more than ever we can put this behind us, letting bygones be bygones." For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.